The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Thank you for joining us today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guest is Superintendent Dr. Andrew Jackson. Our show is sponsored by the North Dearborn Community Park Initiative. For more information or if you have questions, you can contact them via email ndcommunitypark@gmail.com. We have Sipsey Klein Realtors serving Dearborn County. If you are in need of professional real estate services as a buyer or a seller, reach out to Sipsey Klein at 513-367-1900. And we have Hag Ford Sales in Greendale. Visit their website, hagfordsales.com, and check out the vehicles they have to offer you, either on the lot or inside the showroom. Also on our team is Skyline Chili of St. Leon. Stop in and enjoy some Skyline Chili. Or maybe just call in a takeout order for pickup. That's Skyline in St. Leon, 812-576-3929. Our sponsors also include Civista Bank. You'll like the staff and services at your local Civista Bank location. Check out their mobile banking app and visit their website as well, civista.bank. And our show is also supported by Paul Ravenna Heating and Cooling. When you need HVAC services, just call Paul at 812-637-9600. Folks, our sponsors make this official school podcast possible, and I'm asking you to continue supporting them with your business. And when you have an opportunity to speak with them, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of this monthly Super Chat show for Sunman Dearborn Schools. Our podcast comes to you on our nationwide media network. We operate with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand media programming for over 3,300 small communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for school districts anywhere in the country. However, this edition is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Sunman Dearborn Community Schools. Andrew, welcome back to Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you. Well, at this time of year, especially in school operations, our thoughts somewhat turn to weather, specifically ice, snow, and cold temperatures. Some people like winter weather. I'm just not one of them. But in an effort to remind our listeners, will you describe the procedures for snow days?
Absolutely. Here we are in winter weather already in late November. A couple mornings this week where I had to get up early and check the roads and check the weather forecast. We have a team of three people that check the roads here at Sunman Dearborn. Myself, Jamie Schartzer, our transportation supervisor, and Dusty Burris, our director of support services. We all leave the house between 4 and 4:30. We have different routes, and then we kind of check base about 5 o'clock and talk, and I'm texting or speaking to other area superintendents. We try to have a final decision by 5:30 in the morning of either a delay or a cancellation.
You know, I know from conversations I've had with many superintendents over the years that dealing with inclement weather is one of the toughest parts of the job. What goes through your mind as you are making the final decision in the early morning hours of a day impacted by weather? I mean, what influences you? Because you have a lot of young, inexperienced drivers out there, the high school kids, possibly shifts in weather patterns. I mean, I don't know. It's a tough call.
Yes, absolutely. So the first thing that we're thinking about is students driving in it. That's the very first consideration. We understand that adults sometimes have to drive on snow-covered or icy patched roads, et cetera, but we are most concerned with our students first and foremost. So many students, especially early in the season, is going to be the first time they've ever driven on snow or ice. So we need to be very careful. Due to circumstances, State Route 1 sometimes can freeze over. So we are concerned about that. But our first one is student safety and student drivers. The second is, can our buses get turned around? Can they make it up and down without being stuck? I mean, they stop at every other mailbox, right, on a route. So they stop often. So that's our second concern. And then, of course, the adult drivers as well. But then also our parking lots and our sidewalks, and are those going to be cleared for our students to be safe and our staff to be safe? Absolutely, it's student safety first.
Yeah. Let me change directions on you a little bit. You know, I know that during the summer months and through the early fall, very early fall, you are working on budget preparation. And word on the street is that you have some news back from the state related to your 2023 budget. What can you report and explain also how the tax rate may or may not be impacted?
Absolutely, Gary. This is literally hot off the presses. We just received our final notification yesterday for our 2023 budget. Our budgets are calendar year, which is January 1 through December 31 of 2023. Our budget was approved, and our tax rate is going to drop to $1.115, second lowest tax rate in the history of some in Dearborn schools. So luckily for our taxpayers and our students, parents, and staff, our board had a vision for a future of what some in Dearborn could look like. And when I came on in 2015, they're already talking about a building project in 2019, 2020, 2021 that we're in the middle of right now. And knew that they have had an opportunity to improve our facilities and our resources for our students. So we've been able to do that. In fact, it's in our strategic plan as well. It's one of our objectives regarding resources is to provide the nicest facility in southeastern Indiana for our students and our parents and our staff. So we've been able to accomplish that objective while maintaining a stable tax rate. In fact, like I said, it's gone down. And the history of the district, the last 20 years, it was fluctuating up and down. So the last 4 or 5 years, we've made a point not just to have it kind of a consistent rate, but also to bring that rate to the lower end of what we've had in the past. So again, it's down to $1.11, the second lowest in the history of the district. And over the last 5, 6 years, it's kind of varied between $1.18 to $1.15 in that range. And we try to keep it consistent like that. So the assessed valuation went up, which is the value of the property in our district goes up. So we will collect more money in taxes, which is the way it's designed to work. As that property values go up, you maintain a consistent tax rate, you get more money because the cost of living, the cost of, you know, inflation, the cost of doing business, running a school increases. So you try to live within your means and maintain a stable tax rate. And we've been able to do that and drastically improve our facilities at the same time.
Andrew, somewhat recently, the state has changed the rules governing e-learning and snow makeup days. Will you describe just what has changed and maybe how these changes affect parents and teachers?
I know we've discussed this before, but it's important to kind of revisit this, especially since we're coming into the winter season. We just talked about the procedures for snow days. So the state will no longer allow unlimited e-learning. You are permitted to have 3 e-learning days in your calendar. After that, days must be made up. So there is an exception for that. They will allow something called synchronous e-learning. We don't provide synchronous e-learning. I'm going to explain what that is. So synchronous e-learning would be when the students are on their Chromebooks watching the instructor teach. All the teachers are on their Chromebooks teaching, and it's live instruction. You literally check in each period if you're the high school, middle school, and you follow that schedule, but you're at home on your Chromebook, and teachers are on their Chromebooks, and they're providing instruction, and you're doing the work. That's called synchronous e-learning. That is permitted. What we do is something called asynchronous e-learning, where students will get online to do some work, maybe watch a video, and they do it when they can during the school day. And we do that for a couple reasons. One is we do not have consistent high-speed internet throughout our district. There are some areas that have very good high-speed internet, but there are some, particularly in the middle of the county, that do not have very good high-speed internet. I do believe that's going to change in the future. I think a lot of our listeners have probably seen a lot of roadside work being done with those big orange tubes. That's conduit being put in the ground to put fiber eventually. So I think with the pandemic, there's been a lot of federal stimulus to add fiber in rural areas eventually. So we have three e-learning days in our calendar that we're allowed to do. If we have to go beyond e-learning, then we will actually make those days up during the school year with traditional school. And so we have March 13th, 14th, and 15th of spring break that will be used as snow makeup days if we need them and we go beyond the 3 days of e-learning. So to summarize, we're limited to three total e-learning days we are permitted to have during the school year. A local decision was we'll only do two in a row consecutive. So if we have any additional days we need to make up, we will have traditional school and we have days built into the calendar, 4 days built into the calendar for those traditional school days, and we'll add to the end.
Andrew, I must say, you know, some of the positive things about late fall and the winter months at the schools are the concerts. And some Mendenhall schools are fortunate to have a fabulous facility or venue for live performances. Can you give our listeners kind of a review and summarize the event schedule that's coming up?
The weekend of November 18th, 19th, and 20th, we have the fall play for our middle school called Enchanted Bookshop. The cost of that is $10. And on the 18th and 19th, which is Friday and Saturday, it's at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, the 20th, it's 3 o'clock p.m. Again, that's $10 at the door. It is not live streamed because of licensing. So we actually purchase a license to perform that play. So it will not be live streamed. All the other concerts coming up, we have all of our Christmas concerts coming up. And of course, we encourage our listeners to come to this beautiful facility. But if you can't, you're welcome to watch it live streamed on our YouTube channel, which is Trojan Media Productions. The three elementaries will have their Christmas concerts. North Dearborn is on December 5th at 7 p.m. Bright Elementary School is December 6th at 6 p.m. And Summit Elementary School is December 13th at 7 p.m. At the middle school, we have our band and choir concerts coming up. The band is December 7th at 6:30 p.m. And the choir is December 19th at 6 o'clock p.m. And the high school has their band and choir concert as well, December 15th at 7 p.m. for the band. And the choir is December 18th at 3 o'clock p.m. Again, those are all live streamed as well on the Trojan Media Productions YouTube page. And you're welcome to watch online if you can't come to our beautiful facility and support our students. I encourage everyone again to watch these students. You will not be disappointed in the quality of music, particularly at our high school, middle school, choir, and band departments. They just do an excellent job.
It's a fun time of year in this regard. You know, you look forward to this, but wowee, the facility certainly gets an extraordinary amount of use. Well, Andrew, another fine show today. We are closing in on the end of the calendar year of 2022. And just so our listeners know, this is my last show together with some in different schools. You believe that? And for those interested, as of today, I've hosted 155 consecutive monthly shows for some in different schools covering a period of, 13 years? I've had a good time in helping share solid information with stakeholders. Has been a wonderful reward for me, and being a part of that is just affirming. I'd like to thank you and your entire staff for all of the assistance extended to me over the years, including previous superintendents, and I do sincerely appreciate you joining me today, once again, Andrew, here on Super Chat.
Garrett, we want to thank you on behalf of the board and all of our employees and students here for supporting Summon Dearborn and allowing us a platform to get out the good news of some of the great things that are happening here. So you will be missed, and we appreciate everything you've done for us, Gary.
Thank you very much. Listeners, we thank our local sponsors for supporting the podcast. Keep the local economy thriving. Continue giving them your business. Skyline Chili in St. Leon. Sipsy Klein Realtors serving Dearborn County. Hagg Ford Sales in Greendale, Civista Bank with offices throughout Dearborn County, and Paul Ravenna Heating and Cooling. To share a comment or specific question with us right here in studio number 7, email us shout@theflypod.com. So I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and we are happy that you have opted in to listen today and plan to join us here monthly, year-round. So until our next show, this has been Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Sunman-Dearborn Community Schools.